This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that a nationwide campaign, Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, will be launched from the 29th of this month and will continue until the 12th of June. The campaign aims to create awareness among farmers about modern technology and new seed varieties. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan said the campaign will run in 723 districts across the country and reach nearly 1.5 crore farmers. He said a team of scientists will visit nearly 65,000 villages to train farmers in practical and scientific farming techniques. Mr. Chauhan said, agriculture remains the backbone of the Indian economy, providing livelihoods to nearly half the population and forming the foundation of the country's food security. Mr. Chauhan highlighted that India aims to become the food basket of the world.
इस साल का ये जो उत्पादन है ऑल टाइम हाई एक रिकॉर्ड है तो हमारा उत्पादन बढ़ रहा है अन्न के भंडार भी भरे हैं लेकिन हम यहाँ रुकना नहीं चाहते हम अपने देश की जरूरत भी पूरा करेंगे और भारत चूंकि विश्व बंधु भी है तो दुनिया के कई देशों को भी मदद करेगा और हमारा तो सपना और संकल्प है एक दिन भारत को फूड बास्केट ऑफ वर्ल्ड दुनिया का फूड बास्केट बनाना है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared the article written by Union Minister Piyush Goyal on social media. He said the government e-marketplace GeM portal is opening doors for the marginalized, cutting red tape and ensuring massive savings. Mr. Modi wrote, "The government's push for transparent governance has got a digital boost." In his article, Mr. Goyal asserted that GeM has eliminated entry barriers, weeded out corruption, empowered and uplifted marginalized sections and enabled massive savings of taxpayers' money. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will brief the Parliamentary Standing Committee this evening on the current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. He is expected to brief the committee, headed by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, on Operation Sindoor and the subsequent ceasefire announcement with Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has embarked on a three-nation visit to the Netherlands, Denmark and Germany. On the first leg of his visit, Dr. Jaishankar reached the Netherlands. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will meet the leadership of the three countries and hold discussions with his counterparts on the entire gamut of bilateral relations and regional and global matters of mutual interest. The Supreme Court today held that all High Court judges, including additional judges, will be entitled to full pension and retirement benefits. The top court said the former Chief Justices of the High Court will get 15 lakh rupees per annum as pension. In European politics, pro-European Union candidates and parties have made notable gains in Romania, Poland and Portugal in the elections held over the weekend. In Romania, pro-EU candidate Nicos Ordan won a decisive victory in yesterday's presidential runoff, defeating hard-right nationalist George Simeon in a race widely viewed as a geopolitical referendum. In Poland, liberal Warsaw mayor Rafał Trzaskowski and conservative historian Karol Nawrocki emerged as the top contender in the presidential election, setting up a high-stakes runoff on the 1st of June. In Portugal, the centre-right Democratic Alliance led by incumbent Prime Minister Luís Montenegro won yesterday's general election but fell short of a parliamentary majority. Former US President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. His office said in a statement that Mr. Biden's cancer is characterized by a Gleason score of 9 with metastasis to the bone. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over Mr. Biden's health. The Intermeteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in Kerala, Karnataka, Goa and Maharashtra during the next 5 days. The Board of Control for Cricket in India has decided to withdraw from two major Asian Cricket Council tournaments following tensions between India and Pakistan. The Women's Emerging Teams Asia Cup is scheduled for next month in Sri Lanka and the Men's Asia Cup, which India was set to host in September. And with that, we end this news bulletin.